the extra time to heal up, and now that I got those extra couple months, feel good going into camp, feels even mentally better, stronger, about the time I've had off and the rehab and the 8 months, I think, between the surgery date and coming out here. So feeling strong about it, feeling good. Obviously, there'll be some obstacles for me to overcome, but ultimately, I think it was a good first day.
What have the doctors told you? 90%?
I can't really put a percentage on it. I'd say it's strong to quite strong. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, it was helmets today. So, but I think it was a good step, you know, in the right direction for the first day. I was, you know, happy with the reps I took, you know, the movements I made with it. But like I said, there'll be some obstacles to overcome, but for the most part, I think it was a good first day.
But what have the doctors done to reassure you that there's the chance of this happening a third time are minimal?
You know, in doctor ring, there are no such thing as percentages or letting people know it's not going to happen again. It's one of those things I'm going to have to deal with. But I'm hoping that through the continued rehab I have, as well as strengthening and confidence while in the game, that I should get to the point where I don't think about it. And fingers crossed, hopefully it'll be strong enough. But that's where I'm getting. A lot of that is mental, too. So, like I said, we'll continue to move forward with the schedule, which we have. I'm sure there'll be a few scares here and there, but for the most part, you know, it should continue to get stronger. And surgically, it's been enough time. So now it's about putting it, you know, putting it to test.
That brace we saw today, is that something you're going to have all season? And how much mobility do you have with that?
I have a lot more mobility than I did in the cast last year, so that's good news. But I'm not sure. You know, it's the first day, as I continue to say. But it was a good brace. I like it. Protects where I need to. It gives me the range of motion. So we'll see moving forward. I mean, ultimately, the goal here is to get to a point where I don't have to wear much aside from tape. But that'll be determined through practices.
You've had some good teammates before, but someone with the credentials of Peppers, how does that feel?
It feels great. You know, obviously, to have another guy outside of me. I think I played with, I couldn't tell you how many outside linebackers, and the continuity that I, you know, tried to have with him. But now with a guy as established as Julius coming in here with his resume that speaks for itself, he's only going to help myself out, this defense out, present a lot of problems for the offense. So I'm really looking forward to that. I know you guys are the fans, but as well as a, you know, a defense that's in need of another playmaker. And I think he offers that, and he'll bring that. He's going to help this team this year.
But there's a lot of linebackers on this team. There were a lot on the field at times today. Are you moving around maybe more than you had in the past? And what, if so, what do you like about it?
Yeah, I think so. As you guys saw today, they definitely have been moving around from the lineup in the middle of the field as a stack backer to the left, to the right, line up in the slot, and just putting more of our playmakers on the field. And I think that's the you know, the problem that it presents for the offense is so many moving pieces. So it allows for me to use a multitude of my weapons and not just lining up in one spot, rushing the passer. But, you know, I think I bring a multitude of weapons to the game. I think I could do that through lineup all over the field. So I think it's about mismatches and putting us in advantageous positions. So we'll see how that does moving forward. But I felt good about it today, and hopefully we'll only get better than fourth.
What would you say?
Do Peppers allow them to use you in that way, or would they, do you think they'd be using you that way anyway?
It definitely helps. I think you know, we're all about, you know, taking advantage of mismatches, but anytime you could add someone a Peppers caliber to the, you know, to the line who's you know, who gets after the quarterback and has a proven sack record, it definitely helps. But at the same time, the same is expected of me, no matter where I'm at on the line, whether it's at left, right, in the middle. So I'll expect it to handle my plays accordingly as well as him.
Clay, in the past, you guys have been the hunters, or you've been the target, or you try to be under the radar as a team. What would you say the theme is, the vibe is for this team as you look at your expectations in the league?
You know, I couldn't tell you what our motto is this year, but I really think it's just about just kind of staying the course. You know, we've obviously won the I think the NFC North 3 out of the last 4 years, with that 1 year being the Super Bowl year. So we obviously know what it takes to be successful. The problem is we just haven't you know, maintained that success in the playoffs when it truly counts. So you know, adding a few pieces to the puzzle, losing a few pieces here and there, I think it's about staying the course and you know, coming up when we need to. And that's what we're hoping the difference this year. So obviously it'll be a, you know, another great year for us. I think we'll have tremendous success, but you know, ultimately the goal for every team is to be the last one standing. So it'll be a difficult one to achieve, but we're up for the task and we have the talent.
When you play alongside someone like Peppers, you see the impact. I know it's early, but if you guys both can stay healthy, do you think to yourself, how much damage you can do as a defense. You guys come off different edges.
Yeah, you look around the league and you look at the tandems of pass rushers who have one on the left and one on the right. They definitely help increase their numbers as well as the effectiveness of that defense. And we're hoping that this year is no different. There's a reason why we brought him in here. It's to help create pressure on the quarterback, along with myself and the guys in the middle. So, you look at a lot of defenses that are that are pretty good in this league. They have pass rush. We can get after the quarterback and get him off the spot. And I think that was clearly evident in the Super Bowl this past year.
You were starving for this, for somebody, some help on the other side. So this is kind of a big relief for you, right?
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Obviously I take pride in my individual game, and I never rely on anyone else, but it's only going to help. So I am excited about that, but I'm not going to sit here and say that we're each going to get 20 sacks each or we're each going to do this and that. But I think anytime you can add more talent to your roster, it's only going to benefit your team.
After missing the offseason program, what was it like to get out there with Julius on the same field practicing?
It was good. It was real good to get back out there. This is obviously what we do. This is our livelihood, and anytime it's taken away from you, it kind of takes a part away from you. So to be back out there with the guys, even in just helmets and kind of flying around and feeling good about myself, definitely was a boost to my confidence, and I think that's what we need at this point.
Ryan Taylor said the tight end stepped up last season, Matt Flynn filling in, that the game against the Cowboys was huge. A lot of guys got opportunities. Who stepped up in the linebacker squad in your absence?
Last year?
Yeah.
We had a ton of guys. Nate Palmer, Andy Malumba. Specifically at the outside linebacker position, and we were at a point where Nick Perry was suiting up, who probably shouldn't have due to injuries, as well as Andy on that that last drive of the 49ers game. So we had a bunch of young guys step up, and I think that's only going to help out with the depth in that linebacker room this year. And then obviously adding some new talent this year with some younger players, as well as key veterans like Peppers, is only going to help us out. So anytime you can get those real reps and real time, it's only going to help you out, and I think it definitely helped them out last year.